This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
All right, everybody, welcome to Ahoy Hoy to the Chris and Alfie show. Back on Jack. That was, of course, Shippers by the Boys Next Door. I love back announcing. It's so good.
That's fun, isn't it?
And welcome back, Alfie boy.
Welcome back, Mr. Christopher.
Oh, it's been, months. Felt like months.
It has been a very long time. Honestly, I've nearly almost grown the remnants of a moustache.
Oh, I've got enough beard for the both of us, haven't I?
You've grown a beard the size of just about my thighs. So
I've got to shave my beard sometimes, so I reckon.
It's you're rubbing it in a bit.
But anyway,
welcome back.
What a show we have today.
Oh, we certainly do. We've got a new segment.
Yes.
Which I'll reveal to you later. We've got a bit of news and some of the boring
and
stuff.
I've turned us political. That's right.
How
and
is fun facts?
Politics is on the menu today. Let's eat that.
Mm-mm. Oh, yes. Speaking of which, you have a new segment.
I do. It's called Fed Up of All.
Fed Up of All.
It's play on words. Federal. Fed Up and All.
Fed Up of All.
Election.
I like it. It's good. Yeah. It's a nice ring to it. So, the aim of this is,
yes,
you and I, right, are both going to have 1 minute to answer a question which, lovely Mr. Joseph, hello.
Hello,
Joe. Hello. Howdy, Joey.
He's in the background.
I'm panel operator today.
Well done.
I like having my job done for me. He's going to ask us a question which we are not prepared for in any way, shape, or form.
The question, Mr. Speaker.
No. Exactly. So we are going to answer, to the best of our abilities, how we would improve the country, depending on what that question is.
Yeah, it could be about finances, it could be about anything, it could be about national sport,
now,
pregnancy,
you,
abortion.
The viewer get to choose who will be elected.
Yes.
So Chris or myself, go onto our Twitter, go onto our Instagram, they'll be up very shortly. You'll have the videos of us doing our thing.
Not Facebook?
Yes,
you know
what?
Facebook, if that's a thing.
TikTok
as well. Why not?
Yeah, we have a TikTok now.
We have a TikTok plugin.
Danger zone in the background.
Have you actually posted on TikTok yet?
I've not posted a thing on TikTok.
I have not posted a thing, but
no.
I'm very keen to do it.
We can use the official Phoenix Radio page.
You know what? Yes, I vote yes to that.
Are we going to do the Renegade altogether?
No. Yes. Welcome back. Please join in soon. You can vote. This is the most important election in Australia right now.
On the radio.
Who is the better politician, Chris or Alfie? But now we're going to go into some Red for Short. There's a Made for You. Please stick around. You're listening to Phoenix Radio. It is 4:03 p.m.
And it is the Chris and Alfie show. That's, and we're back.
That certainly is.
Well, hey.
We will see you soon.
That was Paradise by Medusa. And someone else, and Dermot Kennedy. You're listening to the Chris and Alfie show with Joe Durrant. Welcome back, boys. I'm going to turn both your mics on because I forgot which two they are.
Thank you, councilman.
That'd be very helpful. Back. Yep.
Thank you.
Yes, that was very. I'm very good for Chris and Alfie show, aren't I?
Yes. Very professional.
Yes, you are.
I got
one chance to do well, and I biffed it.
Councilman, I'd say you did a stellar job.
Mr. Speaker. Yes. So, I have a script here I have to read, don't I?
Yes.
This is my script.
Not necessarily a script, but
I'm more of a guide.
I'm being held here against my will.
Yes, you are.
I have a script.
Welcome to the Fed Up of All.
Yes.
Election.
The Fed Up of All
2022.
Election.
This is where Chris and myself are going to go against each other in a political rally to see who's going to get more votes on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok,
all the socials. And if he has a poll, we'll take it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Joseph is Mr. Speaker. Mm-hmm. He is going to be asking us a question which we do not know.
We don't know ahead of schedule. There's no Dorothy Dixon.
Yes,
here.
I came up with a great question.
And we need a 1 minute timer, which I have on my
you have
watch.
That? Okay, I'm like, I have a timer. Where's my phone?
Also called 60 seconds back in the old day. Of course,
yes.
last night's show, 60 seconds was more like an hour and a half.
I just said, where's my phone? I realise I'm recording this.
So this is, of course, the great debate, the Fed Up of All election 2022 on the Chris and Alfie show.
We have 60 seconds to speak. You may choose who goes first.
All right, I'll let Chris go first.
Okie dokie.
Because you're on my left here.
Yes.
Yeah, so my question for you is, what are you and your party going to do to counteract the current debt situation in Australia?
Mm. Well, there's a two-prong answer to that. First off, with my party, there's been a consistent balance of, you know, we don't spend more money than we earn. We don't take the credit card out unless we really need to buy some chips, if you know what I'm saying. You're going down to the chips one day. You're going down to see Paul and Hanson down at the Ipswich Chips. Of course, you know, a very Springfield reference. I'm all about Springfield. That's first. Our party, first and foremost, we are Springfield. We're the voice, we're the hope, we're the reason Springfield gets out of bed in the morning.
Don't you live in Ipswich?
My colleague over here from the other party, he's so tall, he walks around with his head in the clouds, this bloke.
Excuse me, how is this helping with the question, I'm just, Mr. Howard?
If you let me finish my what I was trying to say.
Sorry, Alfie, overruled.
The Australian public need a leader who... he doesn't laugh in the middle of a 60-second... I've forgotten the question, but let's just be honest. The answer is simple. The world needs money to live, to survive. We need the mint. That's why it's called mint. Mint okay, is
that's,
money.
That's time. That's time, Mr. Howard. All right. That's time.
Alfie, do you need me to repeat the question for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, the question is, what are you and your party going to do to counteract the current debt situation in Australia?
Okay, the current debt situation in Australia is pretty diabolical at the moment. We are $1 trillion in debt and a million. I believe my system is investment in the local economy. I know that one thing which earns a lot of money is through completely legal salamander fighting. I think there is a big economy behind that.
That was outlawed last year. You know that. Outlawed.
Mr. Howard, please, I am speaking.
Mr. Rowley, I'm just making a statement.
And I believe that if we invest in sports such as completely legal salamander fighting, which is its full title, we will be able to claw back at the extreme debt that our country is faced with. And I believe that it will help put the economy back into Australia and back into Springfield specifically.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that your minute up?
That is my minute up.
Congratulations. I felt like he got 90 seconds there. I didn't feel fair. It wasn't fair.
Honestly, that wasn't fair because it's my show.
I was so mesmerised by what he was saying about the salamander fights.
He said nothing. Just like his party, he says nothing and means it. He means nothing.
Complete waffle.
He says nothing. He's waffling like a waffle on breakfast morning, you know? You're having a waffle breakfast.
Unlike my opposition, I do not speak in circles. I speak in fact. And I speak in emotion, and I am for the people who I am not really sure are there.
I've got a further question for you, Alfie.
Oh, okay.
Kaboom. How do you feel about Kaboom in the economy and in our debt in Australia?
Mr. Speaker, I do not believe that this is completely appropriate. I do not need my personal private life being put into my political agenda.
Why not? Why not show the people who you really are? Be honest with the public for once.
That's not his job.
Because we're going to go on to the next song, which is No Scrubs by TLC.
I don't want no scrubs.
You're listening to
me. Like this guy here.
Thank you very much to Joe Durrant for helping us with this. Remember to go onto our socials. Vote! Vote!
My colleague is a scrub. I don't want no scrubs.
Vote for us.
You listen to the Chris and Elby Show, No Scrubs, of course, by TLC. Here we go.
Thank you very much, Joe, for joining us. Goodbye. We'll just see you soon.
All right. Welcome back to the Chris and Elby Show. We were here without you for a second there, by Three Doors Down. Now we're going to have a bit of fun with Joe here in the studio again. Well, he's still here. He won't leave. He's still living here.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's never going to leave.
I'm very late for work, but we're fine.
Work's a tomorrow problem.
That's a work problem.
That's not my
way
problem.
Way more important than work.
That's right. Phoenix Radio.
So on the unnamed show with Milk and
Cookies
and Joe, they have a...
I can't help myself. I'm kind of hungry now, actually.
Sorry,
no, go on. Your train of thought was nice.
They have a show, a game in which we like to call it Unqualified Expert, but the actual name of the show is The Unnamed Game Show. So
The Unnamed Word Game.
The Unnamed Word Game. So what happens here is they
Whose
will...
Whose phone is on? Who's getting message and notifications?
Sorry, I found reception somehow.
You found reception. Congratulations. Well
Congratulations.
done. So, in this game, we have a minute each to describe a word which another person has given us. We have no idea what this word is or what it could mean, but yet we are an expert, hence why we like to call it Unqualified Expert. Christopher!
Yes.
You have a minute on the clock, which I will give you the timer for.
Perfect.
When I get it. There it is.
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
I would like you to explain to me what a teraflop is. Ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you know when...
Go.
Oh, thank you. Yes, okay. A teraflop, you say. Well, it's like when you jump in the pool from really high... And you, it's like a belly flop, but it's where it's like all pink because it goes slap on the water. That's a teraflop. And I tell you what, it hurts. It hurts like a mother, father, sister, brother.
A trucker, dude. It hurts like a thing that hurts many months.
It does. And when you get out of the water, you're all pink and it looks like a big square on your chest. So where there were nipples, there's nothing now.
Can you say nipples on it?
Well, I can now.
I mean, probably.
Probably.
We're about to find out.
Well, you can't say what I said on there, so.
That's true.
Teraflop. As I was saying, as I said, you jump from really high, like 15 stories up, and then you land in the pool. Like when when you go to a hotel, you see the pool down the bottom. Yep. You just do a really big jump, and when you land, it's called teraflop because no way you can land without hurting yourself. That's what a teraflop is. From a really high distance, it's a teraflop because it's like terror. It's like a horror movie come to life when you see your nipples bleeding in the water.
How long has he been going for?
Did I just see
that
something?
Was a minute.
Oh, okay.
A whole minute.
See, Chris, I would have gone with the dinosaur route.
Yeah, okay. However, you're both wrong because a teraflop is a measure of a computer's speed. Basically very fast.
I knew that, but after the point of the game is to speak complete garbage.
It is. It is.
Okay, good. Right. 100%.
The last time I was on the show, I actually knew what it was. I just purposely went
the Goldbergs,
off.
Yes.
Because it's just funnier.
It is.
What's the point? I teraflopped. There you go. I teraflopped right now.
Exactly. Christopher, your word to Joe.
Okay, your word, sir. Is from random word generator.
Oh, God.
Viticitum.
Say that again?
Viticitum.
Viticism.
Viticitum.
Viticism.
Viticitum.
Okay, I've got something. Who has a timer?
I've already started it. You are
already started.
You are on the
way. Can you say the word again?
Viticitum.
Viticitum?
Yes, Viticitum. The V. Viticitum.
So that's vitamin.
Yes.
It's a type of vitamin that you have when you're constipated.
Mm.
And it helps constipation.
So relieve constipation is what you're saying?
Yeah, I believe it's a vitamin that is also really good for you. It's like vitamin D, vitamin P as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that milk is really high in vitamin R.
Ah, yes. I don't know what that is. Okay. So you know all the vitamins, you know vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Yep, all 26 of them. Yep.
L, M, N, O, P is the same one.
Okay.
It's all one word.
One. Yep.
One letter. Yep. I believe it's to help constipation. Do you know the definition to this word, or did you just go on?
No, I know the definition. I've got the word.
Okay, sweet.
Oh. Okay, well, you have interest.
There you go.
And that is over.
Viticitum. It's a plantation of vines in a vineyard.
Oh.
So you're pretty close with the constipation.
The vitamins.
You were close if we are measuring in football fields.
Yes.
Yes.
So there you go. Your vitamins see them. Your vitamins sat down. Your vitamins see them. There you go.
All right.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Joseph.
Now, speaking of football.
Yeah.
I've got a football term
this
will
be
for
good.
You.
Okay, good.
Yes.
It's not AFL football. It's soccer football.
Soccer football.
I need you to explain to me, what is a CDM?
A CDM.
You have your time ago.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, sweet.
It's an acronym.
Yes.
The C stands for cranky. The D stands for dinosaur. So it's cranky dinosaur. What was the last letter?
M.
N.
M.
M for mum.
M for mother.
M for mother.
M for Scarlet Witch, mummy.
Mother's Day was yesterday,
so
everybody.
It's cranky dinosaur. Mustache. So it's what happens is there's in football occasionally a dinosaur from Jurassic Park will break onto the football field, but it has this really cool mustache.
Yep.
But it's really angry as well. But not the dinosaur. The mustache itself is angry. It's a sentient mustache.
Okay. So it's like Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly like that. And it goes onto the field and it does angry stuff with the ball. And that's what. Yeah. There we go.
There's your timer.
That's what you were waiting for, wasn't it? You were waiting for that.
Okay. So CDM is more of a FIFA term than actual football term because it's not a real position. But it's central defensive midfielder.
That's what it was.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I knew that.
I thought it was like a terrible. So CDM's a FIFA term because a defensive midfielder is not playing central all the time. But in football terms, there's a DM, so defensive mid.
Deep and meaningful,
That's actually their position, deep and meaningful.
It is, isn't it? It's very important for the game, yeah.
Yeah, very.
Yes, I was definitely paying attention there. We're going to go into... You know what, Joe? Chaka Khan feels for you.
Thank you.
And we're going to hear about that next. You're listening to the Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio. Segway.
Bye.
Good work.
Goodbye, Joseph. Thank you for joining us. We shall see you next time.
This is Phoenix Radio.
Chuck, 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 gone.
All right, Delegate Drive by Susie Quattro. We're down with the Chris and Elfie Gay Drive tonight.
All that we certainly are, but guess what we're having now?
A baby. Oh, okay.
You what?
No, I
was about to play the thing. You know what? I still am going to play the thing. That was definitely a mistake I just made without accidentally putting it on. Guess what we're doing right now?
Having a baby.
No! 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 It's Howie's Fun Facts. Is your favourite segment and mine.
Yes, and yours too. You like it too.
Oh, you know.
You're a fan.
Oh, occasionally, I guess.
Well, call your Coroma and plug you in the bedroom. You're a fan. I like it. All right. Are you ready for the first fun fact?
Oh, I'm never ready.
Well, you loved it 5 seconds ago.
That's true.
What are you, a politician? Flip-flop?
Circles.
So, you're talking circles. I like it. All right. Hello Kitty. You know, the little cat from Japan?
The little anime cat thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's white and it's got the eyes and the whiskers. Yeah.
It's got eyes and whiskers. Very, very cat-like to have eyes and whiskers.
I would be terrified if it didn't have eyes.
That's right.
Yep.
It was actually created to sell shoes.
Yes, it was. I have seen Hello Kitty shoes.
Yeah?
I used to be in a prep class with a girl who had Hello Kitty everything and had never seen the shoes before. So that is a tiny, tiny little thing that I know about Hello Kitty.
Well, there you go. Well, Sanrio started as a silk company and soon switched to selling sandals. Those horrible, dirty rat things. They found that the sandals with cute designs sold better, so they hired cartoonists to design characters, and thus Hello Kitty was born.
Well, there we go.
Hello Kitty footwear. There you go. And now in this little gif, she's watering a tree with a pot. I think it's what they call it.
No,
you know what I'm saying.
They're weird.
The reverse kettle. The really
cold
one.
It's like the Minties. You know how they have the funny things on there.
They still do.
They do.
Life is pretty straight about twisties. No sponsor. Okay. Fact number two.
Fact number two.
Trying to find a good one here. There's so many good ones.
There are always good ones.
Thank you for BuzzFeed this week for those fun facts.
No particular promotion there. But thank you, BuzzFeed.
Thank you. Nobody actually knows how to spell Shakespeare's name. Now, that's a fun, interesting fact.
Okay, so can I have a guess?
Sure.
S, Q, the number 3.
Yes.
F.
Yes.
A parentheses.
Oh, keep going. You're so close.
And a picture of a whale.
Oh, nailed it. You know what's funny? Actually, there's actually 80 different spelling variations of
that. Good Lord, 80?
Yeah, there's no record of him ever spelling his name as William Shakespeare as he is known today. So there's no record of his name actually being spelt the way it is.
Wow.
80 different variations. That's crazy.
Theoretically, I could be correct.
You could have been. It could be the well, that's probably one of Elon Musk's second child's names. SHQZ3. Hyphen, teraflop.
Teraflop, yes. Going back to the last segment, which will be an ongoing segment.
Isn't it crazy? There's technically more 80. There's more known about his name than there is about the actual man himself. That's incredible.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, and number 3, that's going to be a good one. Roman Polanski, no, we won't talk about him today.
This is obviously the very first time we are back.
This is me doing Ed Sheeran, I'm thinking out loud.
Oh, no. Oh, I've just had a message from Dad, I am not going to repeat.
Okay. Wait, is it about
Dad,
me?
Dad, you can't say that!
Is it about me?
No, it's about... Don't worry about it.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
He was trying to explain what a teraflop is, and he got it very wrong.
Okay, I want to read that message later, but... okay, let's try this one. No, I don't want to do that.
I'll give a shout out to Dad, and I might actually steal this segment to thank my auntie Nell, who is in the UK, who has given her house, her and Matthew and Bride have given their house to a Ukrainian family for 3 years.
Wow.
They are obviously refugees from
the UK, horrible. Right?
They've had to kind of evacuate all of their life from Ukraine and find somewhere in the UK. They were lucky enough to get in touch with Auntie Nell and Matt and all of their family. They have a really cool Land Rover as well. I'm just going to throw that one in there.
Why not flex, eh?
So, yeah, just very massive thanks to them.
That's fantastic. That's
an incredible thing that you're doing, giving a house to a family. I couldn't do that.
I haven't even got a house to give them.
Exactly. I'm not going to give them
a
door.
I would if I had a house, yeah, for sure.
But to actually do that is absolutely incredible. So, round of applause.
I've heard about giving the shirt off your back, but giving the floorboards off your back, that's incredible.
Yeah, that really is. Now, I'll go back. I'll let you finish your fun facts. We're on the final one here.
Thank you, Kanye. I'm going to let you finish. Yeah, okay. Okay, well, it's shocking to imagine living in a pizzaless world. I'm reading Good Day, right? Because this is all to BuzzFeed. The dish actually didn't become super common in America until after World War II.
Really?
Yeah, apparently, soldiers who were stationed in Italy loved pizza so much that they brought it back to America. And prior to that, Italian immigrant families made pizza in their own homes. But the meal didn't hit the mainstream until after the war.
Well, Mamma Mia.
Aye, spicy meatball, yeah.
Oh, what a fun little break that was. We always love Howie's fun facts. Thank you very much for providing
I'll
the facts.
I'll be more prepared next week. Yeah.
And again, a massive shout out. Not these breaks, but this next song goes to you, Antonelle. You enjoy this one. Thank you very much, Howie, for the fun facts.
And what's it called exactly, sir?
It's Conan Gray Memories.
Beautiful.
I don't really know what it's about, but we're going to find out. Hopefully it's a happy one.
On Phoenix Radio, on the Chris Delphi Show, here's Memories.
Please join us next time. Well, not I'd say next time. In the next break.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
No, don't go anywhere. Please.
Stay where you are.
Please, if you leave, they'll take my sense of wonder.
Ah, put your feet down. No, put your feet up again. I'm just playing with you.
Oh, Chris.
Just stay where you are.
We'll be back.
Is there someone else? The weekend, of course, it's the weekday.
It's the weekday.
Moved on for the weekend, sorry, weekend.
Yes, it's us. The time is currently, whoopsie days, it is 7:01. I've totally prepared for this. It's
totally
fine.
Prepared, absolutely.
We're actually going to go into the fun bit, which is the news, which we're actually going to start off with not so fun news. So a lot of you may have heard yesterday there was a bit of a crash.
On Centenary Highway, yeah.
On Centenary Highway. It was a Mother's Day tragedy as a football player and his mate died in a horrific, horrific crash. There are three victims that are fighting for their life at the moment, which is not great. We really do hope for the best for them.
Yeah.
A talented rugby league player is among two of the people that have been killed.
Oh.
Two cars collided and a third one crashed on the Centenary Highway on Sunday. Family and friends have paid emotional tributes to the late 22-year-old Veer Tavel. He was 22 when his Mitsubishi collided with a Mazda on the Centenary Highway between Springfield and White Rock at 6:20 a.m. on Sunday. Anthony Cooper, 30, also died before a third vehicle ran into the two crashed cars and left another man and two women with critical injuries. That's not what you want to hear. So everyone remember, be super, super careful when you're driving.
It was very foggy yesterday morning, wasn't it? Yeah.
If you have fog lights on your car, remember to use them. Don't use beam, use fog lights.
Yeah.
Difference being beam kind of just lights up the fog rather than fog lights, which cuts through.
Right.
I've got one on Herbie.
Have you?
Believe it or not, yes,
well,
I have.
Go.
There we go. In slightly better news.
Lighter news, yes.
You may have noticed a lot of construction over by the other side of Orion.
I have.
There's a parking central station now. It's the new multi-story car park. It's called the Park and Ride. It's at the Springfield Central Station, so I believe it's actually for the train station. Would you like to have a guess how many car spaces there are?
Oh, guess would be 200?
200?
Yeah.
1,100. 1,100 car spaces.
Wow.
This isn't sponsored. I'm just trying to say, oh, look, local
it's
stuff.
It's pretty impressive stuff and very local, yeah.
So it's nearly double the amount of previous car parking available at the station.
Wow.
So, it helps families. It's really good stuff. Speaking of which, actually, it looks like a lot of people are taking the train at the moment because I only have two alerts on the traffic. We've got one, which is possible road damage due to earlier flooding in Bundamba.
Which is no one's fault.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's the left lane between High Street and Taylor Street. One lane is closed, obviously due to fixing.
Well, you know, the problem there was one of those streets was high.
And so the other one is a multi-vehicle crash in Heathwood. in Heathwood at the moment. Looks like there's no injuries. All lanes are affected, however, westbound towards La Pinta. Delays expected. Please use an alternate route. This was last updated at 4:08 p.m. Be careful on those roads, people. It is very wet.
La Pinta,
very,
that's,
very windy.
There's a lot of warehouses around there, like Woolworths warehouses in La Pinta. And
yeah.
I used to work around that area. Yeah,
seriously?
Myself, yeah.
Local boy over here, knowing everything. Good.
I know a few things. Yeah.
It's good to know someone who actually knows the area. It's currently 19 degrees and not rainy. A little bit cloudy. It'll obviously get a lot rainier tomorrow, so look out for that.
And the chill is in the air. I'll tell you a little, just a 5-second story. Last night, my power, you know, the power, the fuse box blew, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know when you overblow the power and the power goes out?
Yep.
And I went outside to change it, and the temperature outside.
It was freezing, yeah, wasn't it?
I opened the box, and it was ice. It was an ice box.
It's what I would consider as nippy.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go into a small break here. We're going to come back to you after a Keith Pop remix by Kaylee Bell. We're going to go into a new segment. You
but before that,
can
isn't
have a
there
think about
a
it.
Voice from the past you might hear in a second?
No.
That's not...
It's been...
well, I've just ruined a segment. Sorry. Play on.
I probably should have warned you about that. Oh, well, you're listening to Chris and Alfie on Phoenix Radio. Please stick around. We're going to go into a new segment soon.
It's Phoenix Radio Online.
Well, look at this one, eh? This song really rings a bell. It's Kaylee Bell with Keith.
Really rings a bell. Oh, that's funny. Now, Christopher.
Yes.
I am a man of very weird interests, as I'm sure you know.
You're definitely a man, yes.
That is correct.
Well, I mean, I can't confirm.
That is definitely correct. Now, one of these is history, but not any kind of history. I like weird history.
Weird history, yes.
Right? So, this is a new segment, which I'm just putting out the feelers for.
Mm-hmm. See if we like it, yeah.
There's no sound effects for it yet.
No pressure.
It's just putting out the feelers. We're going to see this one. If you, the listeners, if you like this, please tell us. And I'll continue to churn out this. But this is what I like to call Alfie's History Lessons.
Well, I like the sound of it already. Let's see, here we go.
So, this very first one. How long do you think a normal war would go on for?
Well, it depends on what you're fighting over. If it's religion, it could be thousands of years. If it's regular, maybe it's a year, 2 years, maybe.
I'm going to tell you about a war. It is called the Anglo-Zanzibar War.
Oh, yeah?
It was a military conflict fought between the UK and the Zanzibar state, which is African, on the 27th of August, 1896.
So, a few years ago.
A few, like one or two hundred.
Yeah, pretty few.
Now, this conflict is believed to have taken 38 minutes.
Wow.
Between 38 and 45 minutes was the entire war. So, the Anglo-Zanzibar War, essentially what happened was the Sultan Hamad bin Thuwaini was the Sultan of Zanzibar. He died on the 25th of August, 1896. Now, his immediate succession, the person who came after him, the Sultan Khalid bin Bargash, he didn't really like the UK. Now, this was still at a time where the UK was basically another Commonwealth.
Of course,
It was another ownership, if you will, of the UK. So,
and the old management, yeah.
Exactly. So the British authorities preferred Hamoud bin Mohammed, who was more favourable to British interests.
Well, of course, yeah.
As Sultan, they wanted him. So essentially... What had happened was the ultimatum, it started at 9 o'clock East Africa time on the 27th of August, by which time the British had gathered 3 cruisers, 2 gunboats, 150 marines and sailors, and 900 Zanzibaris in the harbour area. The Royal Navy contingent were under command of the Rear Admiral Harry Rawson, and the pro-Anglo-Zanzibarians were commanded by Brigadier General Lloyd Matthews of the Zanzibar Army. Now, basically, the Sultan Khalid, he didn't like the British very much, so he decided to change all of the rules. He burnt flags, he took people out of their homes. So the British kind of heard word of this and thought, well... How are we going to fight this fairly? They're a very, very, very small African continental island.
Mm.
What we'll do is get all of our warships and all of our military and go and park them on the beaches and have a standoff. Now, Sultan Khalid was in a yacht with a machine gun.
Wow.
And that was really about it. What had happened was... The British, because the people of Zanzibar still kind of like the British people, then, it was good leadership under them. Khalid was not a good leader for all of his couple of days in leadership. Now, the British ran them out of the beaches. The ones who stayed, who were on the side of the Sultan, decided to fight and met an unfortunately fiery end because the British had this gigantic warship which just pelted the thing with... with cannons. The yacht got sunk. Now, he didn't actually surrender. The reason it ended was because... Where's the time? It was at 9:46. The flag at the palace was shot down. That's how it ended. The 38-minute war.
Wow.
I was a bit of a long-winded one, but seriously, no, I've always found it so interesting that there's... Everyone talks about, you know, the 900-day war. And all of those, but no one ever talks about the 38-minute war.
It's like an argument with your brother, isn't it? It's like...
It really is, except you're the bigger brother and you have a nuclear missile.
Yes.
So there we go. There's a new segment. Just putting the feelers out on that one. If you like it,
I do like it.
I can do some more. I can bring in some more. It could be my Howie's fun facts, except I'm not Howie.
Alfie's fun history. Yeah.
You are listening to Chris and Alfie on Phoenix Radio. It's 5:12:22 p.m. on Monday night. May the 9th, 2022. We're going to go into Say the Word by Kurt Vile.
And when we come back, I've got a few things to say about some special birthdays today.
Oh, that we certainly have. Please stick around. We shall see you soon.
Alrighty, folks. That was Nick De La Hoyd with Devotion. And speaking of Devotion, well, actually, not even relevant to Devotion, if I said Piano Man,
okay,
who would come to mind?
Who would come to mind, Piano Man? For me, probably... McCoy Tyner or Dave Brubeck?
Very good, very good. But, if I said Piano Man's birthday today.
Birthday today. Hmm. Is it by any chance a big shot of some sort?
You could say that, yeah. Who have you got in mind?
A man called James. No, not James.
No, you're close.
What's it short for?
Let's just say his name's William.
William, that's it.
That's his name.
William. I don't know what Joel is short for.
William Joel. Yeah.
Bill Joel.
Billy Joel.
Bill
Joel.
Happy birthday to him.
That's right. I'm May 9 today. That's right. Also, Candace Bergen, of course, from Murphy Brown and Boston Legal, and James L. Brooks, Simpsons producer,
yes,
and stuff.
Oh God!
Now let's do a little recap.
What have we had? We've had the British destroying an African island because the Sultan didn't like them very much. We have had some shoes being sold because of a cat, a cartoon cat.
That's right, Hello Kitty.
We have had possibly the most important segment.
Yes.
Yet
this year we'll never see a segment as big as this until next time.
It certainly
won't. It's a bigger one. It is
our
a political
election
segment.
Yes.
That's right.
The fed up of all.
Fed up of all election 2022
now,
with Chris and Alfie.
Remember, that will be posted onto Twitter and Facebook and all the socials if you missed it.
By tomorrow.
Vote for one of us. Vote for me.
My colleague does not speak for
the
daughters.
Excuse me, I am a much better candidate.
Excuse me.
Please vote for one of us. Whoever wins will win a something. We haven't decided yet.
We'll win bragging rights. We're cheap. We're very cheap.
I like that. We're very cheap here. That's the end of our show.
Well, you know what? I think we should go off, end our show on a high. What do you reckon?
I think we should as well. Thank you very much, everyone, for watching. Listening.
Doing both. You can watch us tomorrow when I put the video up.
That's true. Another very quick shout out to Dad in the UK. Nan as well. Hi, Nan. In the UK, everyone over there. Auntie Nell as well. For the Ukrainian family. But everyone else who's listening, remember to join us next week.
That's right.
When we discuss who won this most important election of the entire world ever.
It's going to be huge. But right now, you know what they always say? To the moon!